The Money Show.
The Markets.
Right, discussing there the two black swans. That's what happened with oil and also the coronavirus. And our markets this week have been really affected by it. Tato Mashego, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are the markets doing? I mean, stabilization today. When I first clicked on my Reuters computer, I thought, hey, that looks okay. But towards the end, a little bit negative.
Well, things could always be better. Yesterday, obviously, 10% down, the fifth worst trading day in the history of U.S. equity markets. And if you consider that, obviously, it is very negative. Today, we expected a rebound. Well, I suppose market consensus was for a rebound, and you had that intraday at some point, but later on, that started to fade away. Some very troubling news coming out of the political scene with President Bolsonaro from Brazil being tested positive, and obviously, he's met with quite a few world leaders recently, including President Trump. And the implications there are obviously quite severe. So that news obviously took the steam out of the very, very brief market recovery.
Yeah, unfortunately it did. Now, but Sasol today, many people have been rooting for Sasol because this week it was a bloodbath, but today a little bit better.
Yeah, indeed. Somewhat better today. Obviously, Sasol releasing some news yesterday, trying to, I suppose, calm the market. Nothing new, which they said, but reiterating, for instance, that they have $2.5 billion with cash and credit facilities available. Current market cap plus minus $2 billion. Obviously, there's a significant amount of debt, but releasing that just to say that we're able to handle the situation. If need be, we will sell non-core assets. This is very different from the likes of, let's say, Steinhoff, EOH, where the balance sheets, at least the asset side, not as high quality. So there are assets to sell. There is cash and credit available to reduce the debt balance and, worst case scenario, a rights issue.
Yeah.
So the market taking that slightly positive, and obviously we've seen a rebound today.
Anybody else recover today? I mean, I saw Discovery at one point up 5%, but the rest not so much.
There were one or two which had a relatively good day, the likes of Billiton. I mean, yesterday it ended at a dividend yield of close to 16% for a large diversified miner. That is somewhat unusual, let's say, given the strong balance sheet and so on. But of course, everyone's concerned about the short term being Q1 and Q2 this year. China obviously being shut down. We've seen exports falling 17% the previous month. But obviously, when you're buying, you're looking out into the long term, and if you can get large diversified global businesses with strong balance sheets yielding 16%, then you have to, I suppose, think twice before selling.
Tato, any idea what's going on with Aspen? I think down about 12% today. They've had a rocky road.
Well, I suppose people are generally looking at companies with significant debt loads and saying, well, there might be a surprise there down the road. So one of the core investment principles obviously laid out by Benjamin Graham was margin of safety. And that can come in terms of your entry point in terms of price, but also what may go wrong from an operational perspective of the business in terms of the balance sheet. And we know Aspen are busy de-gearing, selling some assets to pay down debt, obviously no longer on the acquisition spree. And so you might find people saying, well, there might be issues with that debt pay down going forward.
Okay, so that's what it is. Your take on what happened this week. Yesterday, it was quite phenomenal to watch, actually. Your share down 10%. Your take, what were you thinking?
Well, I suppose, along with everyone else, there's just dramatic change in sentiment. And these days with, you know, the advent of algo traders, as well as the rise of passives, you have buying for various reasons, not always based purely on fundamentals. And you just have a large increase in volatility. And we've seen the VIX, obviously, this year spiking up significantly. And that sentiment changes on a hairpin. You know, you get days which are risk on, the next day is completely risk off. And when that sentiment changes, it's very difficult to bring in rationality or to go against that trade, at least in the short term. So, yeah, we all know the fears around coronavirus, as others have said, it's rather transitory. It will be under control at some point in time. We've already seen in China that rates of infection have been slowing on a daily rate. And towards the end of the year, you'll start to see economic recovery, recovering. But for now, nobody wants to be in equities. Everyone is selling out. Even gold and U.S. treasuries have been coming off this week. And that tells you to the extent to which people are panicking. Everyone just wants cash under the mattress, so to speak.
Have you any idea what you'll be facing on Monday morning? Any idea?
Well, if I knew that with certainty, life would be quite pleasant. Unfortunately not. One thing we do know is that there will be continued uncertainty, continued volatility. But it's times like this when you have to say to yourself, well, do I have the conviction and do I believe in whatever assets it is that I hold? And am I willing to go through the storm, knowing that I'm going to come out on the other side? And we've seen many of these episodes before, whether it was the GFC 2009, whether it was Black Monday 1987. And there is always, light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Mm. The only thing that gives me comfort is, as I've said, I believe that this is somewhat short-term focused. The news cycle today is far more rapid and just far more prevalent than it was even a decade ago with social media. And so people will be over exuberant on the upside, and they'll be overly pessimistic on the downside. So it's not a case where, you know, bank balance sheets have been destroyed or there's massive fraud across a bunch of companies. It's the economy is going to be shut down for 6 months or so because we would rather be cautious than be sorry with regards to a new infection, which you don't understand. But once it's sorted out, things will go back to normal. Hopefully we'll go back to the business of looking at fundamentals and not worrying about sentiment as much.
Yeah, indeed. I'll chat to you Monday. Tato Mashihon, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. Great to have you on The Money Show. Thank you.